Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witchers. How are you doing, babies? I'm Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister, Raina Starr. How are you doing?
Oh, shit. I have eaten some of the most lousy Chinese food I've ever had. I have to say. Yeah, it tastes like... Okay, so go ahead. Do your shout out, and I'll do the disclaimer. And I'll tell you about my dinner.
Okay. All right. Jessica, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess. Also, I have one more shout out to one of our listeners, Mr. Arthur, who had a very crappy Friday. So we are wishing you well for an extended happy weekend that makes up for the crappy Friday you had today.
Yay!
Arthur,
I am with you on the crappy Friday. Today was a bad Friday. All right. So let me give the disclaimer real quick. Welcome to Desperate House, which is, if you've never listened to the show before, oh boy, are you in for it. this is not a G, PG, or R-rated show. I couldn't even qualify for an X. So if you have anybody who is sensitive to dirty talk of all types, send out of the room at your own discretion. Okay? Okay. I said what I had to say. Fucking hell! This has been such a shit week. Last week was such a great week. This week has been such a shit week. I could not begin to tell you how frustrating my life has become. From a work standpoint, it has been... pretty much a fucking nightmare. It has been a fucking nightmare. From a personal standpoint, me too. From a personal standpoint, it has been quite interesting as somebody from my past who wronged me, not someone I was ever married to, because as we all know, Auntie Rain has been married lots and lots of times, but somebody from the past actually... emailed me and apologized for the way things happened, which made me go, oh, okay. So if you're listening, thank you for apologizing. It actually means a lot. Anyway, okay. So, yes, it has been a mind-numbingly bad week from a professional standpoint, which is probably why I am so looking forward to Piedmont Pagan Pride tomorrow. I'm very excited about going to see that and see all our friends. So please come all and say hello. All right, so interesting thing that I bought for myself, okay? Have you ever seen those commercials for the thing that you lay it flat out, it's got a bunch of bendy pieces, and you put a shirt on it, and it helps you fold your shirt? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So, as we all know, I live out of a suitcase because I have two residences. I have city residence and I have country residence. And I split up my week between the two places. So, you can only imagine the nightmare my shirts wind up in. Take it out of the suitcase, get it washed, put it back in the suitcase. And I am shit at folding. I mean, shit at folding. I can't fold save my life. I suck at this. So I saw this thing on TV, and I was like, wow, they make it look so easy. Perhaps if I buy this thing, I can get some of my shirts folded in a nice, orderly fashion and stack them neatly in my drawer, in my suitcase, in my closet, you know, any place that I could stash shit because I have a lot of clothing. So... I get home today, and there it is. It's a board, a plastic board, with a bunch of bendy pieces. Well, not a bunch. There's like three bendy pieces. And I was like, okay, here we go. I'm going to test this out and see if this shit works. Motherfucker, this thing actually works. I spent a half hour refolding two drawers worth of shirts. So quick and so fast. I was so excited. Yeah, this is the shit that excites me. It shows you how interesting I am. But yeah, it's hilarious. You take the thing, you open it up completely, and you put your shirt on it, and you just flip the boards around, and it's hilarious. It actually neatly folds a shirt like you would find, like at the Gap. Remember how they used to stack shirts? Let me tell you what, I have, now that I have correctly folded my shirt, I have a half a drawer empty where I had no half a drawer empty, so I can fold some more shit and put it in that drawer.
There you go.
It actually works because I am crap at folding, especially if it's got long sleeves. And I'm like, you know, anything for a gag. Well, you know, it wasn't expensive. I mean, it was less than like, I think it was less than $15. I was like, fuck it. Let me just give this a whirl. Yeah, fuck it. That's delighted. So now, so I'm going to tell you, after we get off the air tonight, I've got about 7 drawers of clothing to fold. I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. It's stupid, but I don't care.
No, I mean, hey, anything that helps you, you know.
Therapy. I need therapy.
You know what?
Shit.
I'm going to unplug this friggin' headphone thing real quick to see if I can turn the volume up because it's telling me it's in TTY mode.
What's
and
that
then I can't turn the volume up. I have no idea. It's something for the hearing impaired, which...
Oh, TTY. I thought you said PTY.
Oh, okay. So give me
just one
moment. I'm going to try to turn the volume up on this. I'll be right back.
I think I'm the one that's actually impaired because I didn't hear her say TTY. I heard her say PTY. Or TTY. I thought it was a party. I had no idea.
There we go.
She's giggling, too. I'm not the only one on the show who giggles, just by the way.
Yeah. No, I giggle at my sister.
I had the best compliment today.
Oh, yeah?
I had the best compliment today. I had one of my gay men, whom I love, come up to me and say, "May I have a hug in your breast?" And I said, really? And the other guy, I mean, everyone knows he's gay. He's, you know, always been out, you know, not a big deal. And everybody else in the room was like, you want a hug from a woman specifically because of her tits? And he's like, best pillows in the world. I was like,
oh my
damn.
God.
I thought that was
the best compliment
in the world.
I love that about men. It's like, you know, one of my friends, who's a very good friend of mine for years, and I had to warn my husband the first time he met him. I said, okay, now I don't know if he'll be too shy to do this in front of you, but the way he greets me is not by hug first. It's he grabs my boobs and honks them. And it's like, this is one of the few people on earth that I will let do that.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, you know what? I don't care because I know, you know, they're just, oh, I wish I had a pair. Or, oh, I like to play with them. They're nice and soft, and you know I'm not threatening you. You know?
Right. So anybody who sees us tomorrow, do not grab my sister's tits, please. That would not be a problem.
Exactly. It's like, if I know you well enough, and that is a big if. You know, there are very few people who are allowed to do that. But I promise, if we see you tomorrow, I will give hugs. And I will not bite. I will not rear back. Nothing. I will be nice.
Well, let's not make any promises we can't keep.
Exactly. I will be nice to you as long as you're nice to me. Unless you haven't showered in like 5 days, then don't touch me. Then we will have a problem.
We're going to have some issues.
Exactly. We'll have some issues.
Okay. Issues. So, did I tell you about my shitty dinner? I'm eating some of the worst Chinese food ever made. It's like reheated ramen noodles with some vegetables thrown in.
Ew. Where did you go?
Yeah. Well, because I was out in the country.
Oh, you're out in the country. Okay. Because
in the city, I can get really good Chinese food. In the country, not always. And we went to a local place. Now, those of you who are familiar with living in the country know there is no Chinese food delivery out in the sticks.
No,
so
there is not.
I think that the locals figure, well, it's sort of Chinese, although some of the locals probably don't even know what real Chinese food tastes like. So, yeah, when we get off the air, I am so going to have to doctor this up with, I don't know, maybe other Chinese food. I have no idea what to do with it. What does it mean when you're eating noodles and your lips go numb? What the fuck is that?
That's not good.
It's a weird sensation. So I think I'm going to put the lid back on this motherfucker and make a decision that I won't be doing this particular dish again. Whoosh. Okay. Anywho. So I want to give a shout out to our friend J. Douglas Hoffman, going to be merchanting tomorrow at the Piedmont Pagan Pride Day, the PPPD. Mystic Artisans is also going to be there. I love me some Mystic Artisans. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to get me some new shit. I haven't had anything new from them in like 3 years. And last time I went, I showed up in the afternoon, and all the stuff I had wanted was gone. So I'm going to try to hit that up before noon tomorrow. That's going to be fun. Let's see. What else is going on? Bring chairs. Bring lawn chairs. If you're coming to Pagan Pride tomorrow, please remember to bring something to sit in. Because I don't know what the seating situation is over there. I've not been to Stowe Park before. So it's going to be news for me. Now, Sis, you've been there. Tell the people.
Honestly, it's such an adorable park. There are some benches, but, yeah, I highly recommend bringing your own chair. I'm not sure what food they may have available. They should have a vendor. Because usually North Carolina Piedmont Church of Wicca does, like, the food vending. But, yeah, if you're in the mood for something specific, you know, other than chips, soda, water, you know, bring some stuff. Also, they are accepting donations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I should have pulled this up before.
What?
Before we went on air, but of course did not. But if you follow the link that's in the show description, they will have, you know, people accepting donations, like our friend Sarah, who runs the bees. They are accepting sugar or sugary syrup, flat soda, to actually feed the bees. So I'm actually planning on doing that, bringing, I don't know, something sugary, you know, also to get it out of my house. So
I'm hip to that. I have to see what I've got. I don't know if you give them honey, is it like cannibalism? What's the situation with that?
Oh, no. The bees, if you give them, like, you know, the syrup, like the sugar and all that. Yeah, I don't know if they eat the honey per se, but the sugar itself helps them to create the honey. So
I don't think I have any. I don't have any sugary sodas, to my knowledge. I'll have to see if I have sugar. I don't think I have sugar either.
Well, and they have. They have a couple different things. They're also having a food drive. So if you have any non-perishable food items, that would be awesome.
Ah.
They give that to the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina.
Mm-hmm.
They're also hosting a blood drive, which I would love to be able to donate blood, and I would totally do that.
We're anemic. We can't.
Yes, I can't.
Yeah.
So they won't let me. They're like, they do the little dropper, and it starts floating right away. They're like, oh, yeah, no. No, no, no.
Yeah.
And actually, maybe you should go to the hospital. It's like, no, I've been this way since I was 17. I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm also with the serious anemia. It's amazing. But, yeah, look for us tomorrow. I will be the crazy redhead in the zero gravity chair. kicking it back, taking a sweep, come up and say hello.
Absolutely.
Because I'm relaxed. That's my intent. My intention tomorrow is to enjoy the festivities in a semi-reclined, relaxed position. That's my gig.
Yeah, most likely, I'm going to be the one running around saying hi to everybody, like, you know, blah, 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 you know, because I have to go see everything, and then I'll sit and relax. So,
well, that's what I have to do, too. I mean, first we do our host roll. We have to do our
of course.
Host roll. And then we lay back in the chairs. Oh, you must do your
Absolutely.
Host roll. It's very important. It's important to do your host roll. So, yes, we will acquire landing area. And then we will stroll. It will be fun. Ugh.
Absolutely. The only thing I'm disappointed about that I found out, Mrs. Brown is not going to be there tomorrow. I was like, no!
Why not? Where is she going to be?
I believe she's working, but I do believe Evil Twin will be there, you know, of Mystic Artisans and the
yes.
rest of the I can't even say it like the acronym. It's North Carolina Piedmont Church of Wicca. You know, I've known them for years, so they will be there, most of the group anyway. And I think Tuatha Dé is the name of the band.
Yeah, Dia, Dé. I'm never sure.
Yeah, I cannot pronounce it. So I'm sorry.
Either way,
you all can smack me tomorrow.
We're gonna watch the band anyway. Whatever.
There you
hopefully go. Hopefully there will be some merchandising going on. So if you dig the music, inquire for a CD. I'm going
absolutely.
To. Actually, I pulled them up on YouTube, and I was like, "Ooh, very impressed."
Nobody is to buy my copy of the Raymond Buckland, Raymond Buckland, listen to me, Raymond Buckland's Domino
you?
Divination deck. Huh?
Now, if you put it out there like that, you know somebody's going to come and scoop you, so I wouldn't
Well, hopefully
anything.
He has, too. See, I want to bring people there. That's why, you know what, I think I'm going to get there at like 8:30 in the morning, just so I can make sure
not.
That I have that.
Listen, I know you, and I know your happy ass is not going to be anywhere near the place at 8:30 in the morning.
You're right.
I know. What does she think she's bullshitting? That's hilarious. But I think it's going to be a really fun day, and I'm looking forward to it because I could use a fun day.
I know. It's been such a rough year. It really has. This year has just been cruddy, and it's had, you know, not completely. There has been some very bright points and
mm-hmm.
some good moments, but it's like, wow, how the fuck have we gotten through this year so far? Because it's been rough. I mean, really
it has.
Rough.
It has. We've lost a lot of people in the community. We've gone through a lot of personal stuff. I'm still in the middle of because my personal stuff and my professional stuff wind up being very intertwined. So I'm yeah. having a very difficult situation right now. But you know what? We'll get through it. We get through everything else. We'll get through this too. There's nothing that has defeated us yet. So there's always a reason to smile and hope that tomorrow is a better day. It's going to be all
right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I'm certain to see stuff unfolding, so it's nice. Getting confirmations from, you know, stuff that I cast a while ago, mm-hmm. which was a relief.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, you know, and I think that was my lesson for this year so far is patience.
Yep.
You know, it's yep. like, okay, stop doubting yourself and just have some patience. You'll find out soon enough. And, you know, of course, that drives me mad.
Yes, it does.
And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to have patience, but I need some answers. And it's like, no.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because if you
keep
asking,
not knowing things.
Exactly.
You hampered your own progress. I know. Sometimes they want you to wait for a reason because it's like anything you could imagine, they can do much better.
Oh, yeah. And it's still going, so I can't wait to see what the hell happens. This
the
is
gods
be
are good.
Fun.
The gods are good. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Mm. Cheers to them.
Seriously, it's going to be awesome. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh God, what is that mean? Well, yeah, because I you don't have little kids anymore, but I'm just thinking of that Lego movie. Everything is awesome. And
wow.
I won't sing the whole thing because yeah, some people probably already know that song and have been driven up a friggin' wall with it. It's gotten to the point that we've heard it so many times that the 8-year-old now does not like listening to it. I'm like, oh, thank the gods. But every once in a while, I break out with it. I'm like, oh, but everything is awesome. And now I have ammunition to annoy him back.
No, you know, yeah, it's really crazy when you can annoy your own kids with shit that they once liked. Kind of fun.
Oh.
I like that kind of revenge. That's the fun revenge. Like, remember when you made me crazy? Well, here, have some of it back. There you go.
And if all else fails, break out the Barry Manilow.
Oh,
that's what I do
please.
To the oldest one. If he has been getting on my nerves, I will go, like, hey, we need to go to the store or something, and I will roll the windows down, and I will blast Copacabana. And I know every friggin' word. It's like, and I do the dance movements, and I'm singing it, and he's sitting in the side like, oh, my God, I'm not here.
I love you, but I would be running from that. I cannot, no. As long as you're not singing, oh, Mandy, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, no. But
there's
that
a
one,
limit.
Yeah. Oh. No, Copacabana is my favorite. It's just a fun song. It's, I mean, and keep in mind, I am not making a comparison between the two. But for me, it is a fun song to sing, similar to like "Oh Blah Dee Blah Da." It's along the same lines, they're along the same vein for me. But obviously, the Beatles are better. It's one of those songs. No matter where I am or who I'm with, I will start singing it, and I don't care.
We are driving separately tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are. And I'm not bringing any Manilow with me.
Okay.
Although, wait, no, I do have him on the Nano.
Ah!
So,
ah!
I don't know. I'm most likely going to be listening to the 80s station as I'm on the way. Richard Blade all the way.
Who?
Richard Blade. He, oh gosh, he was an MTV DJ, and he started out on a show that I used to watch when I was younger called Video Hits 1, which I loved it. And then he was on a request video for a while. But yeah, he was a K-Rock DJ for years, and he still, I think, is doing that. But he hosts like DJ parties, like in weddings in Hawaii and big, huge events. I'm like, gosh, I would kill for a modicum of your life. That would be awesome.
I don't know. After all the crazy shit that's happened this year with, like, people dying and people killing themselves, I'm like, you don't really know what's going on in someone's life. And you know what? At this point, I don't think I want to know. Because, you know, sometimes you sit there and you think, oh, so-and-so has such a great life. And then you hear some shit that makes you go, okay, no, never mind. I'll keep my little life. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, because if you want somebody's life, you have to remember that all of their problems and issues and bullshit go with it. It's like, you know, oh, I wish I had your life. Yeah, well, what you wish is a life that has absolutely no conflict and no pain. Well, that would be nice for anybody. But I will tell you, it doesn't exist for anyone, even people who you think must have the greatest life. These people have problems like everybody else, and to them, they are just as real as ours. So, yeah, no, I kind of like my life a lot, even when it's stressful like it's been lately. I have to say, I am blessed by the gods. I do not need to have anybody else's life. I will take me with my old fat behind and be happy with it. Thank you.
Oh.
I am A-OK.
Yeah, it's not, and you're right. You're right. You know, it's like, I guess I wish I could have the connections and, you know, the travel possibilities. That would be awesome. But, yeah, I guess it's, I wouldn't trade my family. I wouldn't trade my life. I wouldn't trade any of it, so to speak. But it's, yeah, I guess stick to the bullshit, you know.
The devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
That's true. Because you, you know.
So
you
want to
read
happy.
Some cards real quick? Huh?
Do you want to read cards? Are we reading cards? What are we doing? I'm ready. I've already pulled.
Yeah, I've actually pulled too. So why don't you go first?
How many did you pull?
Five.
Hi, I pulled seven. Chicken shit.
Oh, did you?
Seven fell out of the deck, and I went, okay, I have an option here. I can either put two back, or I can just add it all together. So I'm just going to add it all together. Let me do this quick run through here.
Okay.
Beware of playing both sides. You are in the middle. So in essence, this is somebody who's been going around to everybody saying, don't tell anybody I told you this, but motherfucker, you've been telling everybody. So everybody knows because you don't know how to keep your fucking mouth shut. And you're trying to get people, like, at each other to deflect attention from you. Okay, next card says you're not always as clever as you think. So guess what? Everybody knows you're doing it. You are in fucking trouble. You are talking some shit about somebody, and you're talking to everybody about it, but you keep telling everybody else, don't say anything. Don't say that you know this, but. And you know what? You have shot yourself in the fucking foot. And you've been patting yourself on the back because you think you're slick. You're not! Okay.
Oh, that's bad.
It is bad. A temporary relocation. It's all the same person. Okay. A temporary relocation. Your office is going to move. So you're not your home. Your office is going to move for a little while. I guess they're renovating or something. Well, that's nice. Okay. Next card. Too much of anything is still too much. You're collecting too much shit. You're a fucking hoarder. Stop it. You need to let some stuff go. You are dragging around way too much stuff emotionally and literally. You have way to empty your bags, empty your closet. You've got way too much shit. Let others make their own mistakes. And on top of everything else, you like to think of yourself as a fixer. You're the person that everybody goes to with their problem. Yeah, because you're a very sympathetic ear when someone comes to you first. They don't know what an evil cunt you actually are. Just saying. Sorry. I don't write them. I just report them. I'm just saying. Last card. Pride can encourage prejudice. What that means is thinking you're better than everybody and coming across as holier than thou, people already are starting to discount the shit you say because you come off high and mighty, but everybody knows you're a fuck-up. So you need to get right with yourself. You need to, like, unload your life emotionally and literally. You're holding on to way too much shit. You want to be the center of attention, but not for a good reason. Well, you would like it to be for a good reason, but right now it's not a good reason because you're attracting a lot of negative attention. And the theory that any attention is better than none is bullshit. It is much better to fly under the radar and keep your shit intact than to have people want to fucking kill you at every turn. So do yourself a favor. Take the weekend to do a little reevaluation of yourself. Get your shit together, dumbass. And the person who needed to hear that has heard it. There you go.
Yeah, and funny enough, my first two cards follow into yours.
Good. Read on.
Yeah. Marriage of an ex-love will annoy and aggravate. Now, this was someone you admired, somebody you wanted to love, someone who you wanted to love you. And it didn't fucking work, did it? Knock your shit off. Second card, possibility of sickness. And, again, this is something that you have brought on yourself. So deal with it. Either straighten up or deal with it. Deal with the consequences because you're going to have no choice. So the last three cards are for actually a male and a female. Third card is enjoyment. This has been, again, for you, as with most of us, a very tumultuous year, but this has been like 3 years for you. So it's actually kind of hard for you to let go and enjoy, but it's okay. Take a hot bath, take a deep breath, everything's going to be fine, and trust that it's not going to happen. You have to reset your mind to expect good things to happen. Get up in the morning and expect that day is going to be the best day of your life, regardless of whether you have a test coming up, whether you have, you know, an interview with a new boss. It's going to be the best day of your life from now on. And expect that.
Damn.
And once you start expecting that, it will come to you.
Nice.
Fourth card, enjoyable vacation. This is going to come about 6 months after the new year. This is going to be in the summer, and this is for the same person. The same people, I should say. One of them is going to take place in the summer, in June, for the male.
And this is going to be someplace you wanted to go for a while, but not the place you want to go. This is a step in the right direction of, okay, I can actually relax and have a good time. Okay, this is, you know, nothing bad is going to happen. You know, the SWAT team is not going to come out and say, you're not supposed to be on this vacation. Just relax. Breathe, baby. For the second, it's going to take place next October. And you're going to be going to Europe. And this is, you are going to meet a man. And actually, you are going to meet a man and a woman. This is going to be a three-way relationship. And it's going to be something you've always wanted. And it's actually kind of a perfect fit. And between London and Paris, and Ireland, and also Spain, and not Germany, Amsterdam, Brussels. It's but there's an A town right around like where. Oh my God, it's going to be a magical night. Okay, sorry. You know what? I'm going to step back because I don't want to step intimately into that scene.
Okay.
But it's good. It's good. Last card, good financial news. It all ties in together as far as, okay, things are starting to even out. Things are starting to go your way. And I think, you know, and this is to the general audience, if you have your ducks in a row, if you have been going through the trials and tribulations, if you have found that the past 3 to 5 years that you have just had just really kind of bad luck and awful shit and lessons that you've had to learn, it's finally going to be going your way. Everything is going to even out. Yes, this is, I am seeing a path, you know, like through a meadow with a forest in the background and just smiles. That's what I feel. So anybody who has already gone through these trials and tribulations and learned from it and grown from it, you can start to take a breath. You can kind of sit back in your seat and go, okay, it's over. That part is over. Thank the gods. Thank your deity. Thank, you know, yourself. Thank the people around you, whatever it is you believe. For those of you who have been stubborn and refused to learn your lesson or pushed it off on other people, I don't know if this is going to make sense, but you've been kind of a catalyst for others as far as you didn't feel like dealing with it, so you pushed that bullshit off on the other people. Well, eventually, you always have to pay for it. You may get away with it for like a little amount of time. You may think, oh, well, nothing can touch me. Yeah. Once that veil lifts toward the end of October and November, you're in deep shit.
Ooh, Ain't no free lunch.
No. So you either need to start making amends now, or at least try, make an effort so the gods are not as hard on you, but you are in for a rough fucking ride. But you know that it's not like you haven't deserved it.
So that's all I got. Shit you pull. That's a lot.
tables are finally starting to shift. Well, turn, I should say. And it's unfortunate because, I mean, it's like I've seen a lot of people going through a rough time, and it's sad. It's sad because, you know, a lot of people get shit dumped on them. You know, this is nothing new, but
it's just been really unfair. It's seemed to have been unfair for the past couple of years. Like, okay, what the fuck have I done?
Mm-hmm.
This is called paying it forward. You have already paid for basically, like Jade Soluna talks about, from one life to lifetime to the next, you bring your karma with you and you will pay for it one way or another. So those of us who have had to pay for it have paid for it. And now it's the other guy's turn. It's like you can't, you cannot hide from it. And I, you know what? No, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. Sorry, not sorry, as the kids say.
Sorry, not sorry. I like it.
Yeah,
sorry, not sorry. Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Wow.
That's so sad.
Oh, boy. Or as my second husband used to say, if you're going to be stupid, you got to be tough.
Exactly. Or one of my favorite sayings, play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
I think I said it to you before. That's like, oh, God, that's one of my favorites. Play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Because
it's true.
Hilarious.
It is true. That's very funny, though. If you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. That's hilarious.
It's kind of like a twist on that. If you ask a stupid question, you may get a stupid answer, you know.
Well, see, and my favorite is, along those lines is there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Exactly.
Which when I say it, people get a little upset when I say that, and I don't know why. It's true.
For some reason, people don't like when you're blunt. You know, and the older I get, and the more bullshit
blunt
I've been through.
Yep.
Exactly. It's like, I don't have time for your games. I know exactly what you're doing. I know this game because I've been through this bullshit before. It's like I went through it with this person, and this person. So each consecutive time, it's like, yeah, you know what? I know how this is going to end, and I'm cutting you off now. Because I don't have time for this bullshit again. I've been through this before. Love you, boo. Hope you figure it out, but I ain't holding your hand.
Uh-huh.
I'll have fun. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh, man. You know, this week has been a real total fucking... It's been a cluster of fucks, really. It really has. I don't know why.
You know, and I noticed, too, like, a lot of people, you know, and I've got to forewarn the listeners. I am personally, and this is just my statement, I'm going to be pulling back from Facebook because personally I've about had it. You know, I love the people I love, and the only reason I've stuck around is because I love you people. But the bullshit that gets posted, it's making me miserable. I've noticed anytime I get on Facebook and it's like just post after post after post after post of just negative shit, and it's like, why am I doing this?
I don't
know,
but my whole take on that, and I love you, but my whole take on that is if you're watching Facebook enough to be feeling any kind of way, you're just spending too much time on it. I'm just saying. Just need something else to do.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem because I've gotten sucked into this kind of, you know, social media thing as far as, you know, I try to promote the shows. I try to promote, you know, my store. I want to get out there and interact with people, but Facebook itself really just kind of, I don't know, for me, I've noticed, okay, well, unless you pay us money, we're only going to show every other fourth post or whatever. So it's like,
yeah, I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. It's like, you know, pages that you're subscribed to, you don't see in your feed because they decide what you see. And it's like, okay, well, if you're going to do that anyway, then, you know, I will continue to post to our page, but I've already shut down my store page and any of the other ones that I had. Yeah, I shut down my author page because I haven't posted in that in forever because I've had writer's block like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm taking out Twitter, you know, and other social media things that, yeah, and I will update you guys. You know, I don't use Google Plus that much because there's nobody there. You know, it's like, it was a good idea, but it just kind of went, ugh. So,
I know. I was checking that out a little bit, and then I found too many people that I didn't want to interact with wanting to interact with me on Google Plus, and I'm like, wasn't yours the ass I was trying to avoid? So, yeah, no. Nobody. So, I consider that the fact that I remember a time before Facebook, yes, back in the olden days, we didn't have Facebook. I don't think I ever had a MySpace thing because I'm not a spacer or whatever the hell they call them. But, I got into Facebook kind of because that's where everybody was. And it's been somewhat beneficial in reaching out and making some new friends, you know, of a like mind and all that. And finding some things that maybe I shouldn't have found, but that's okay. but, I mean, I it's free for the most part, and I didn't come up with it, so I don't get to decide how it's run. So I'm still kind of grateful that we have it, because it still isn't a pretty nifty thing, you know, to not have to pick up the phone. And call everybody that you've ever known in your entire life to say hello and keep in touch. So there are pluses, but as all great things, they can be corrupted. So I understand your frustration. I do. Eventually everything's for money. Everything eventually is to make money. So I shouldn't be surprised. You know what I mean?
I know, and I do have to say, it is as frustrating as it is for me, because I'm probably on more than you, just because it's like, oh, God, there's so many people to keep up with, but I will forever be grateful to them for the simple fact of new friends I've made who have become dear friends. Friends that I've caught up with that have sadly passed on, you know, that I was able to reconnect with, you know, like Grayson, you know, I will forever be grateful that I got time to talk to him. A friend of mine from the Renaissance Fair who passed away, probably in March, just before Donald Michael Craig. It was like the same week both of them hit me, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, it was like I didn't even realize there was anything wrong with my friend, and nobody else did. It was very shocking and sudden. Mm-hmm. You know, so I am grateful that I got a chance to reconnect with them and at least, you know, let them know that I cared about them before they passed on. You know.
Yeah.
But, it's like I am going to be pulling back a little bit. You know, I'll be keeping in touch with the regulars and you know, and everything and updating. But,
Sometimes it's a good idea.
Necessary evil.
Well, I cull my list a lot. I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I keep it under 100 at all times. As a matter of fact, I think I've hit 90 something, which means I have to do something to lower the list because I love y'all, but I can't keep up with everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that's part of my problem. It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It can be. When you have that many people, and a lot of them are people you actually don't really even know, that's when I'm like, why do you want to be my friend? You don't know me. And if you knew me, you probably would not want to be my friend. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just saying. But, yeah, when we get off the air, I'll probably cull my list a little bit, fold some more shirts, because that apparently is my new hobby. You know, shit like that. Such a simple girl.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't
anyway.
Take much to make us happy.
Nah, really? No, it doesn't. Obviously.
No.
We don't ask for a lot in this life. Let me fold some shirts.
Huh?
Let me do something simple and mindless, like I'm folding some shirts. Very simple, very mindless. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, what do you say, kid? It's almost an hour.
Yeah, I think we're about ready. We've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
We do.
But
I'm
excited. If any of y'all are out that way at where is it? Stowe Park. Yeah.
In Belmont. Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be fun.
North Carolina. It is gonna be fun.
Yeah. If you're in the area or if you can make it, come say hi to us. We will say hi back. We promise not to run. We're not.
No,
we're not like that.
We don't fucking promise that. Don't promise that. I might run.
Unless you're chasing me, I'm not running. I'm gonna be sitting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I gotta look up see if maybe I can bring some wine. You know, for us to drink. I'll only give you a little bit though.
I can't drink a lot. No.
I'm not going to be able to either. But we're going to be there all day, so fuck it. Why not? But that's the whole thing here in North Carolina. I keep forgetting you can't buy wine or any kind of like alcohol before 12 noon.
I thought that was just on Sunday.
No, that's you can't buy any alcohol. Or wait, no.
No, in North Carolina, after noon on Sunday, you can buy alcohol in North Carolina.
In the grocery stores, like you can buy wine and beer and stuff like that, but the ABC stores are closed. Which I still find bizarre because when I grew up in California, in most other states in the country, they sell liquor in the grocery stores, or they still have, like, separate grocery stores. The liquor stores here are run by the state. It's still bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's still fun. I find it weird. I'm sorry.
I get it.
It's like, you're not going to stop us from drinking if that's what you're trying to do. And I'm sorry, I'm not Christian. Why do I have to follow your rules? You know, that's fine if that's your rule, that is absolutely fine. I am perfectly cool with that. But I don't have to follow your rules unless you're paying my bills, which if you're going to pay my bills, I'm cool with that too. Do you, boo?
Do me, do you.
Do him, do her.
Whatever.
Do what you want to do.
There you go.
Anyway, so I know, we're starting to get goofy.
Starting?
Sure.
But I will see you tomorrow. And we
will
see
you
too. All next week, unless we see you tomorrow too. Which, please come out. Please come out. It's an awesome event. Bring some canned food or some non-perishable items. Bring a bag of sugar, some flat soda, whatever you got in the cabinet, that stuff that, you know, your kids didn't finish drinking, the flat soda, bring it with you and drop it off, and we are going to have a good time. And I'm going to go to bed in a little bit here so I can be bright and bushy-eyed or bushy-tailed.
Bright
and bushy-eyed. I don't know, maybe I should go grab some wine and then I'll get bushy-eyed.
Yeah, for real. I think so. Maybe you want to go do that. I love you.
I love you too. Bright blessings, everybody. We'll see y'all next week.
Night.